the astral to the etheric plane meditation. Begin with grounding and setting your field appropriately for this exploration. You do not need the clairvoyance system for this work. Take a breath or two and bring your awareness to the astral third subplane. This is where your emotions vibrate most of the time. Allowing the frequencies to come to you, we will step down one subplane to the fourth subplane of the astral. Where more difficult emotions vibrate. And as John said, cranky behavior emerges. Stepping down one subplane to the fifth subplane of the astral. Where pets' emotions vibrate. Sixth subplane of the astral. This is where you'll find the energy of political hatred and the divisiveness that we're seeing so frequently in our country right now. Seventh subplane of the astral, where dogmatic and fundamentalist type thinking emerges. Stepping down one subplane into the first subplane of the etheric. Pausing here to note the distinction and shift between the astral planes and the etheric plane. Group nadis resonate in this first etheric subplane. Stepping down into the second etheric subplane, group meridians. The ley lines of the earth. You can do some beautiful meditations with the earth by anchoring into this subplane. Third subplane of the etheric, one step down. Individual nadis. For those of you who have studied the etheric work with me, this subplane will actually feel quite familiar. And then the fourth subplane of the etheric. Individual meridians. For those who work in the meridians, this field may well feel quite familiar as well. Moving back up to the third subplane of the etheric. See if you can notice the resonating with pranic flow. The nadis resonate with prana. So as you sit in this subplane, you may feel the access to pranic flow. Let's move back down to the fourth subplane of the etheric and see if you can sense chi flowing as the meridians resonate with chi. Moving back up to the third subplane of the etheric, the individual nadis and the pranic flow. Up to the second subplane of the etheric. Group meridians and the ley lines of the earth. You can do some beautiful meditating and communing with the earth by resonating in this subplane. And the first subplane of the etheric, the group nadis. Moving up one subplane to the seventh subplane of the astral. Pausing for a moment to notice the distinction between the etheric and the astral plane. In the densest field of the emotional plane, where dogmatic thinking emerges. Fundamentalist type thinking emerges. Moving up one subplane to the sixth subplane of the astral. Where political hatred tends to vibrate. the fifth subplane of the astral. If you work with animals, this is a nice plane to resonate with so that you can communicate with animals effectively. The fourth subplane of the astral. Some of the more difficult emotions vibrate. Depression, rage, fear, helplessness and hopelessness. The third subplane of the astral, where you spend most of your time. The second subplane of the astral, where generous emotions emerge. Gratitude and compassion. Grace. And the first subplane of the astral, where you access your higher self. Back down to the second subplane of the astral and your generous emotions. And the third subplane of the astral, your normal awareness. Pat your body, breathe, run energy, cut off your old grounding cord and put down a new one. And return to normal awareness.